This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
We're tuned to 98.9 FM Murray Country this morning, and we are now speaking to the campaign manager of Stronger Together at Are You Okay, Stephen Sator. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
We're really good. Can we start with your mob and your country?
Pitnjada Yankunjada from Central Australia. And I'm coming to you from Larrakia country.
Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful. Stephen, how this campaign, it's obviously one that's pretty close to you. How did you get started in getting involved with this?
So I became involved with Are You Okay in 2019. When we first launched Stronger Together. And I've spent subsequent years travelling the country and being able to speak to different mobs about how suicide impacts us at family level, at community level. It's really, really close to my heart. So this campaign, I Ask My Mob In My Way, is a culmination of all those conversations that I've had and a reminder that the best thing and the best way to ask, are you okay, is in your way.
Do you find it hard sometimes? Because I know, me being a proud Indigenous boy myself, sometimes asking mob is difficult sometimes because, you know, we are sometimes very reserved people, and it's hard to get through. How have you overcome that? In which way do you ask in your own way for mob that are listening?
You're 100% right. Sometimes we hold back and we don't want to straight away just talk about how we're feeling. Sometimes it's multiple Are You Okay conversations, yep. And that's why when we talk about, well, how do you have an Are You Okay conversation? It's first and foremost, you're asking, and then you're listening. And you're listening for those nonverbal signs as well that someone might be giving you. And then encouraging action and then checking back in, which is really, really important. So sometimes you might ask one day that, you know, are you okay? And you might get a little bit of a cold response.
Yep.
But once they sort of start to realise that you're really genuine and asking and wanting to know what might be happening, the checking in is when people are going to start to open up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think you're so right, brother. I mean, for me over the years, I think trust is a huge issue for our mob. It's hard sometimes to get into that mode and when someone's asking you, are you okay, you're sort of like, oh, do I trust this fella? What's his ammo? Why is he asking me this? And over time, you build rapport. And personally, that's how I've found, constantly just making sure you're checking in and building that trust. Is that something that you found as over time as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're opening up to somebody, you're being really vulnerable.
Yeah.
And you're being vulnerable about, it could be a seemingly small thing, or it could be something really, really life-changing. And so being able to develop trust with somebody to have those conversations is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think having someone you trust and that you know, like after you've told them, that they know and someone you can constantly be talking about it to is really important as well. Stephen, how do you ask, are you okay in your way?
So I say Nyuntu Ola Padiya, which is Pitnjada language for are you okay.
Very good, Jarrell.
Yeah, Stephen, when you speak in language, it just gives me goosebumps. Mm. I mean, it sounds right, for... Personally, for myself, I'm a proud Murrungundji man from out Coolpy Way, Yulo Way, and just hearing it just makes me feel calm, I suppose, when I hear language. And I suppose that's another, obviously, a very big way for our mob to be able to feel comfortable, feel trust, and get across. And you find, Stephen, that when we talk about are you okay, and with mob, passing it down is a huge thing as well. Obviously making sure that it's not just stopping, that one person, but you know, teaching Mob that it's okay to, you know, to continue that asking the question in their own way.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more that we can normalize having are you okay conversations, is I think the better. And I'm really conscious of that when I'm with my, you know, younger cousins and talking to them about what I do and what are you okay conversations about. It's so important that we teach young people to open up and talk about what's going
on.
Absolutely.
And make them feel, it comes back to that feeling safe and supported and having someone that you trust to open up to.
Have you found in different ways men and younger women and younger men are different? Stephen, I know from personal experiences with myself, I was really nervous to open up. Playing rugby league, firstly, being a masculine man, I found it was really hard to show that vulnerable and, open side of myself. Do you see difference in, the young men and the young women?
Yeah, I suppose older men are still affected by some of those barriers of that stigma on what it means to be a man and opening up and talking about.
Yep.
But what I'm really excited about is, like, our podcast, episode one, it features you and the things that you talk about, it really works to reduce those barriers and reduce that stigma, especially for this next generation to talk about how they feel.
Yeah.
That it's not shame to open up when you're going through something. Even if you think someone, it's a small thing, it's really important to still talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, brother, you're making great changes. It's so important that we do talk about this. Be open and transparent. It's so important that we are, around our mob. The more we do it, the more comfortable we get, the more trust we have, and we can put a stop to this stigma. It's so important.
And just on that, having like those little things, you might think, oh, it's just nothing, but the more that you think about it, the more it becomes a big thing, even if it's just in your head. Like, maybe it is just a little thing that was just nothing, but the more you overthink it, it becomes a big thing, and that's when problems start to occur. Now, Stephen, where can people get involved and also reach out to Are You Okay if they are having trouble, like, maybe asking friends if they're okay or if it seems a bit too weird to them or they need some assistance getting that right?
So the best place to go is areyouok.org.au/strongesttogether. And on the website, you'll be able to find videos, posters, our podcast, and our conversation guide, which talks through the steps of having an Are You OK conversation, but also gives you the tools on if someone's saying they're not okay, what you might be able to do to help them. It really comes back to that personal trust and relationship you have with someone.
Yeah.
But the website's got everything that you need to get more confident in having an Are You OK conversation.
Well, brother, thank you so much for coming on and having a chat about this morning. It's so important that we raise awareness and keep asking people if you are okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.